Americans live in ever nicer, ever large houses. But new homes and the businesses that serve them have to go somewhere. Sprawl continues at a maddening pace, while once rustic areas may now be gridlocked with SUVs and powerboats. Agricultural yields continue rising, yet that means fewer family farms are needed. Biotechnology may allow us to live longer, but may leave us dependent on costly synthetic drugs. There are many similar examples. Increasingly, Western life is afflicted by the paradoxes of progress. Material circumstances keep improving, yet our quality of life may be no better as a result, especially in those cases, like food, where enough becomes too much. The maximum is not the optimum, the ecologist Garrett Hardin, who died last year, liked to say. Americans are choosing the maximum, and it does not necessarily make us healthier or happier.